producing 500, a little over 500 watts, which is plenty. Like 24 hours a day, and it's constantly charging these lithium-ion batteries, and it gives the spacecraft plenty of time. So it'll go out there in 2030. And then it goes to the other group years later. I think it's 2033. And then it eventually flies all the way to the other group. Like I said, there's Trojan asteroids that in front of it, and then there's other ones that lag behind. And that'll be separated, I think, by about 10 years or so from where it's got to go from one to the other. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up, let you know it's doing okay, and they ran tests and everything when they passed that asteroid. Make sure everything worked okay. Any comments?
Lucy on a one-way mission, like, what do you call that? Is Lucy ever going to come back?
Good question. Of course, never. It's not going to come back to Earth. It's not going to be a sample return mission. But it's going to be close up to these different asteroids and take pictures of them, figure out what they're made out of, and it's going to send that information back. But see, now it's going to be at this one group of asteroids, and then, like I said, later, eventually it's going to go to this other group of asteroids. But to do that, it has to leave the orbit the Jupiter area, and it's actually going to come back, like you said, toward Earth. It's going to actually go very close to Earth, and by doing that, it's going to actually pick up speed with gravity and all, and then it's going to bypass Earth, and it just keep on going, and it's going to go all the way back out again to the same area where Jupiter orbits, and then at that point, it will pick up all these other asteroids that they plan to visit, so different groups. And then when this thing was being talked about, they could actually take future missions. They could leave it in this permanent type of orbit where it would every like 10 years pass Earth, go back to back up again. They'd be able to redirect it and keep investigating. The spacecraft will go on literally forever because it's solar powered. As long as the equipment keeps working. So they'd actually be able to do, an extended mission if they wanted to. But, the budget calls for, they'd be happy, of course, if they could get out to the first group of asteroids and then eventually the second group. But, yeah, they will eventually come back close to Earth and then keep going again, using it as a gravitational well to actually accelerate the spacecraft temporarily to get it from one end to the other. Amazing. Anything else, Charlie?
Yeah, this Lucy. This is not going to be go out into interstellar space, is it?
Yeah, you're right. No, not this one. It'll just keep bouncing back and forth, and from the one part of Jupiter to the other, and just keep passing Earth back and forth. But yeah, the last one that'll be sent that will go interstellar is that New Horizon one, and that's still going. That's the one that passed Pluto, and, you know, years ago, and it's still going. And the ones before that was the Voyager 1 and 2, and the ones before that was Pioneer 10 and 11. But those five spacecraft are the only ones that are going to interstellar. But, I just want to mention the Starship debris from that last Starship mission that went up, number 9. You know, that went up what happened was the booster worked, the booster separated from the Starship. The Starship kept going, it was supposed to go all the way to the Indian Ocean. Never made it because the Starship itself went out of control and eventually came through the atmosphere and broke up the Indian Ocean somewhere. Let me drop it. The booster itself, this 230-foot thing, 27-foot wide booster, was supposed to come back. It wasn't going to be, caught by the big arms. They planned on bringing it through the atmosphere and just vertically hitting the water, and that would have been it. But what happened is before it got that far, that thing failed too and wound up blowing up into a bazillion pieces. And it turns out that, as the weeks are going by, all this debris, and there's millions of pieces, are washing up on a Mexican shore, in the Gulf of Mexico. And because of that, they said it's 40 kilometers, or what is that, 25, 30 miles of debris. Oxygen tanks, pieces of metal, wiring, thousands of feet of piping, it's all chopped up in a million pieces because this thing really blew up. It was supposed to come down, vertically near the water in the Gulf of Mexico, and right before it hit, it was going to shut the engines down, hit the water, and you would have had like one big piece floating around, and eventually it would have sank. But now they have debris all over the place, and I've seen pictures. Apparently they took pictures of this, and they zoom in on some of the stuff, and sure enough, it says SpaceX and written all over it. So that's a problem for them. They're going to have more issues. From the Mexican government now. They got their hands full with the Starship thing. And yet they plan on launching another one, number 10, as soon as possible, as soon as they can, with no restrictions coming from the government. Wonder why. Anyway, I'm coming to an end here. I'm looking at the time. I got 11:10. And we'll close the SpaceNet report down for now. And I'm going to turn it back to Roy. And we'll be on tomorrow night, hopefully, for the Club, Weimar Club InfoNet, as well as the Swap and Shop. And that's always followed by Radio Newsline, which I always listen to that. There's always space reports. We always have at least one space report with the Radio Newsline. Roy, over to you. I know it went over, but what are you going to do? AC2GSWS2N for the Space Net Report. Back to you, Roy.
Okay, this is AC2GS. Yeah, that's the nature of the technical net. It goes over, occasionally goes under, but mostly it goes over. Anyway, thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it, and I especially appreciate it. I appreciate everyone who participated tonight. I hope some of you learned some things. I hope you were entertained. I hope you'll join us all again next Sunday at 8 p.m. when we try and do this all over again. I wish everyone a happy Father's Day at the end of last TechNet. I hope you enjoyed yourself, and I hope you'll have a great week. As always, I'd like to remind people of a couple of quotes, one from our own Dick H-R-I-W, who ran the show for many years. He would end them by advising everyone to be kind to each other. That's always good advice. And I always like to throw in good old Epictetus. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So try to keep your mind open to new ideas, but not so open that your brain falls out and it gets all dusty and dirty. Anyway, have a great week. Stay safe. Be well. This is AC2GS, and I will be clear after I say Slava Ukraini.
I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Have a good one, Charlie. WS2N, please. Good night, boy.